This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Tuesday, March 12th. Well, Friday's USDA reports weakened grain prices in Monday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Now, wheat slipped today, and just recently it slipped even further. It was down 8, almost 9 cents. But are there more shipment cuts coming? I think so. The market does say yes. The U.S. dollar index is at a 20-month high, and that could be adding to some of the pressure. And it's kind of interesting because on Thursday, we really got a very good response after the report, even though the report was bearish. The wheat market rallied, but it seems to be short-lived right now. Funds are also adding to those short positions, but we're pushing. We're actually having people asking, can this market go below $4? That's almost a scary thought when you think back that just a month ago, it was at like $5.30.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday down 10.5 at 428.5. March corn was down 2.25 at 353. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for March ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 630. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for March were down 10.5, ranging from 570 and a quarter to 610 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for March were down 3, ranging from 646 and a quarter to 671 and a quarter. Live cattle for April were down 67.5 cents to 128.92 and a half. March feeder cattle were down $1.62 and a half to 142.30. And March Class 3 milk was down 2 cents at 14.95.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.